not really.
That's why, to be honest with you, I backed off of the open one when I was given that opportunity for the large one.
But it is, I've got one.
Thank you.
I got three.
Anybody else want to address this issue in the audience? Hearing none, the matter for the commission.
Mr. Chairman, he's already approved for the enclosed boathouse. I'd have a problem if he hadn't. Then all we want to do is move it 33 feet out. It's going to be deeper water. He's not going to be kicking up all the mud and so forth. So I would recommend that we allow him to move the boathouse out 33 feet.
You put that in call in motion?
I do.
I'll second it. It's his lucky day.
First, Mr. Holland. Second, Mr. Schick. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion is carried. We finally
glad
can.
He wasn't first.
Yeah. The Habitat people can go catch your train. Hope you get home. Hope you get home for dinner. Be glad to have you stay with us, Mr. Grab.
Proper. You got to ask public comment.
Yeah. Finish that. Before we start Habitat, the public comment period, does anybody have anything to address a public comment? I can't see. Did Doug leave?
Doug wanted to. He's sleeping on the couch out there.
Doug wanted to and couldn't hold out? Here he comes.
Yeah.
Nobody has any public comment. Here's Doug. Public comment period, Doug. All right. Okay.
Doug Jenkins, Clinton River Watermen Association. Request what I have requested before, that we let Thomas Harvest and Clean Coal arsons be able to save their seed arsons as well, rather than wrecking them back overboard. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go out there and catch Clean Coal and rake seed arsons back overboard that the state needs to plant in other areas to grow out or the private sector. So that's the request I'm making again. We're having good moderate weather now, and they need to be harvested, and that will save on a length of time. Thank you. Any questions?
Jack, would you review that with staff? Thank you. Any more comments from the board? Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Yes, sir.
That is something staff would have the authority to authorize, or is that something that would have to come from this commission? Well, can I make an emergency?
Yes, sir.
Well, I move under the emergency regulation that we give the staff the authority to allow both Clean Coal and seed oystering to coincide on the same boat during the period where they overlap, which would probably be the last 2 weeks of February, is when they would overlap, or longer than that in the James River. It would be longer than that in the James River. Well, evidently, a lot of people aren't satisfied with what goes on with Shellfish Committee. I mean, nothing personal, Jim, because I take your side on almost everything. But in a case like this, you know, last year we found ourselves in a predicament that we couldn't get anybody to harvest seed because we waited too late, and seed prices were so low that people could make more money, frankly, doing anything else. After a hard winter, they're going to do it. In a case like this, you know, the seed could only be sold to the state for the replenishment program would be part of my suggestion. Because that's the problem we're having. We can't plant anything on the Potomac and Upper Rappahannock because the availability of seed, people are not willing to work for the amount of money they would get. You know, if you went out and caught 5 bushel, for example, of Clean Coal, and you caught 25 baskets of seed, you would have a day's work. But if all you caught was one or the other, you wouldn't be doing very much. So I still would like to make that motion. And you...
Seed harvest is going on now in the James River, and the normal catch is about 100 bushels per man, and they are selling for $3 a bushel.
To private
people right now.
I mean, you know, last year, the rate you quoted was lower than $3?
No,
was it $3? And we couldn't get anybody to harvest them for that?
We have an even simpler system when you work for the state, because the private people are requiring them to tub individual bushels out by shovel to count. We use a tarp system where you harvest them, but there's no tubbing. We lift them out with cranes, the booms on the boats. So it's a much less labor-intensive process. I don't think we'll have any trouble getting people to work for us there, working for $3 an hour.
I mean,
we just waited too late last year. It wasn't the price.
I still think it's a good idea myself, because it gives the actual working watermen. You probably have a limited amount of people that are seed oystering.
Law enforcement has tremendous problems with having two call sizes on the boat at the same time, because there's no way they can enforce the call on market oysters while you have a pile of undersized oysters in the same boat.
But, you know, being a waterman, I feel like we're always considered dishonest with a few honest people, and I would rather us considered honest with a few dishonest people. And, you know, I don't want to see us get in the same situation we were in last year, that we couldn't move any seed, because it's very important. But, you know, not thinking that I would say last year, if I asked you in January, you would have gave me the same comment. You couldn't see it being a problem. And it certainly was a problem, because things change. You know, things arrive. It may be a problem. In this case, for a several-week overlap, I think, you know, law enforcement could do this. If they caught people that they thought were cheating, everything goes into the seed. They wouldn't be allowed to keep anything.
But the motion that you're doing, would that only happen once we start the seed movement program?
Once you start the seed movement program, as long as you start it in a reasonable amount of time, you can't wait till April.
I mean, that would mean that the state would be buying seeds that they've already picked out the markets. So it'd be, that would be ones that would be surely to be ready for them come the next season.
Well, yeah. I planted oysters. And the ones that die most of the time are the biggest ones. The smaller ones survive well, a lot better than the large ones do after being moved. Has that been your understanding, or you've had something different experience altogether?
The biggest problem we have now with moving seed are Camel's Roads. They don't really care.
I mean, you know, we're to the point now that sent the suggestion with the General Assembly is a no-go. I mean, I like that idea. I like to see these people help day, but we know where it's going to go, nowhere.
Well, I mean, but we do use nothing but the industry for all of our projects.
Use nothing but what? Excuse me.
But industry. The only thing we don't use industry for in doing our replenishment is for when we have to hire Langenfelder to come in and dredge shells for underground. Everything else is entirely Waterman contractors.
Well, I might have a different look on watermen than you do. You know, I would think the state would consider anybody that had a commercial fishing card as a waterman, I want. That just shows you have the ability to pay $150 and get a card. So, you know, in all likelihood, everyone you contract with is 100% waterman. I have no idea of that. I'm just saying that watermen look at the fact a different way than the state would look at it. We look at people that actually make their living working on the water as a waterman.
And so, that's what all our contractors
are. I mean, you know, I don't want to see us get in that situation again.
Well, and I don't think we'll get in at that, but I do think we would be buying an inferior product if the state would be buying an inferior product if the market orchards had already been picked out.
But you may have, you know, an inferior product is quite a bit better than no product. And I don't want to see no product. And that's the reason I feel we need to do something. I mean, you know, if you can come up with another solution to guarantee us seed movement, I'd have no problem with that. I don't think the watermen have any problem with it. The problem is we can't be guaranteed seed movement, and it needs to be done, because we do have areas that will grow out with that are very low with far as disease concentration.
I mean, the thing that we were discussing in the shellfish meeting was for no matter whether they were selling to private or anybody, they would be able to pick out the markets and then sell the seed in one pile Market Orchard is another pile, and law enforcement found that was an impossible thing. If you want us to allow them to market
for state.
The, if you want us to market the Market Orchards, we could do that without having any kind of a regulation change just in the contract that we write.
That would work. I mean, you would be still receiving seed, and they could actually make a day's work by marketing whatever large oysters they would catch. And that's basically what I want. I think is what Mr. Jenkins was asking for. He can probably address that better than I can.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't have no problem with it, and that's all I'm going to say.
Mr. Chairman, do we need a second? Or
I think Mr. Bowman wants to address that.
Steve.
As far as being able to accurately cull the oyster, under the oyster cull laws, this will make it somewhat more difficult. I do agree with Mr. Bowden that the onus has always been on the dishonest one. That's unfortunately why we've got a regulation book that's thicker than the Richmond Phone Directory. That's for the ones that don't do right. It is going to be difficult, and I'm going to tell you from a law enforcement perspective, to accurately call the market from the seed. But if this commission understands that and wants to go through with it anyway, that's your prerogative. As far as the contract aspect and what Jim was talking about, my concern is that 10 minutes to 6 this time of the day, it's something that's I would really like to be able to talk with Jim, talk with Jack, and maybe, you know, discuss it for at least a few minutes and come back and give you a briefing after I've gotten their opinions on it and things like that. But
this is something that you already have the authority to do. See, that's the only thing I'm interested in, replenishment program. Not seed to go to private industry, nothing. I just want to see some seed end up in the replenishment program.
Whether seed ends up in the replenishment program is a decision that the commission will have to make next month. Jim will be putting a program together for oyster restoration. It will go to the advisory committee in a few weeks, and then it comes to you for approval. You can approve it as presented or completely modify it to suit your needs based on public comment. And so if it's on the issue of seed, you know, separating the seed from the quintals, if you're only looking for it to be a part of the replenishment program, you can handle that next month with a directive the staff to make that.
Would that be sufficient that Steve to do the study he wants to do?
I hear you loud and clear as to what you want. We hear that. And we'll work toward ensuring that.
And we will address it next month in one form or another.
Absolutely.
If it's tied to the replenishment program.
That's the only way I'm interested in.
And that's what you're interested in, I believe.
All right.
So if we can defer it to them, that would be.
Thank you. Anything else to come before the public comment period. All right, the public comment period is closed. And we go to Fisheries Management Division. Greetings, sir.
Good afternoon. Last month, the commission used the emergency provision to set the 2006 black sea bass commercial quota within the black sea bass reg. This public hearing is simply to make that a permanent regulation.
Heard staff recommendation.
You gotta have a public hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have public hearing. Motion made. This is the public hearing.
Right.
You're after a staff recommends that emergency provisions of regulation 4 VAC 2O be effective January 1, 2006.
Right. This is to go to a permanent regulation that'll state what the 2006 quota is in the regulation.
That's what we're.
I guess if anybody has anything to say.
Sir.
If anybody has anything to say,
then we got to close the public hearing and we can vote on it.
Right.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to comment on this sea bass thing or public hearing? No comments? The matter's for the commission.
Move to approve. as staff recommended.
Second. By Mr. Schick, Mr. Holler on the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's passed. Fifteen, request to make permanent emergency provision regulation exempts pound net fishermen from prior rights requirements necessary for license renewal. This is a public hearing.
Also a public hearing. It carries forward the emergency that the commission adopted last month, and the pertinent information is 7 pages back on page 4 of 6 of the regulation, paragraph D. What this establishes is another year of an exemption for pound net fishermen who still haven't fully recovered from Hurricane Isabel. And staff recommendation is to adopt the draft regulation as permanent.
Any comment from the audience on this regulation?
If not, move to approve.
We've got a good. No, we got a public hearing on it, don't we?
Comment from the staff.
Okay.
Greg, from the public, no comments from the public. The chair is open for a motion. The public hearing has been closed. The chair is open for a motion. Mr. Fox makes the motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Schick is the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. You got to keep up. I'm hungry. Public hearing, Jack.
Number 17. Limited bycatch fishery for American shad. This is going to take just a little bit longer than the last two here, Delvin. We have a letter from the MOSA task force, and we have a draft regulation that we've asked to adopt.
I
think the public, some of the public who was here for this item has left.
I understand that.
Who are going to speak in favor. As you know, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has approved a limited bycatch fishery for American shad here in Virginia. The fishery is subject to a series of conditions and will be re-reviewed by the ASMFC Technical Committee and Management Board at the end of this year for consideration as to whether or not they will extend it beyond 2006. The condition